keep you well.
It's the Dr. Bill Deagle Show, presented by NutraMedical.com. Call live 818-818-6401.
And welcome back. We have the amazing Dr. Fred Graves. Right now I have him under Diagnostic and Therapeutics on a drop-down menu at NutraMedical.com, but I'm going to make a separate sub-menu this afternoon. So you can go to the Shop Buy Products, go right down there. I know out there, and I'm praying, I said, I'm going to say, start off with a quick prayer. Dear God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, the God that created the entire universe and all us beings in the entire universe, and all the universes anywhere, that same God that knows every photon of energy in our bodies, every medical legal issue going on and legal issue in our world, I want to inspire that there's someone out there that has the financial resources to allow, as we fill God's cup of praise, he'll fill your cup, Dr. Fred Graves, and your vision you've had of faith to give the money so we can get your course in every school across this country. I want to see
Amen.
That there's someone out there that has the resources and says, before they die, if they want to fix America, it's not a geopolitical fix of one party or another. It's not even a fix that the church is going to do. Because the church, when you don't take action, again, remember it says the church is fit to be thrown out if it's not salt or light. Salt or light, for example, to a great extent, is medical legal activity. You have three boxes that you taught me this years ago. You have the witness box, which is pro se litigant action. You have the voter box, where you vote for your so-called representatives. But the one that, if you don't go to those boxes and they work properly, you go to the cartridge box, which is not good. It means war. Or it means civil war. It means death and destruction. So, Dr. Fred, it's your stage now. I want you to explain your course and why everybody out there should take this 250 course, become a pro se litigant, get their documents, get it into the schools. Every student, before they finish middle school, should have a certification that they understand civics and their necessity as an active U.S. citizen to be a pro se litigant. Tell us about it.
Well, I think the most amazing thing is this has been shown to me. I didn't create anything. I discovered it. It already existed. And the interesting thing, and yet probably the hardest thing to believe, is that it is incredibly easy once you see the steps, once you understand the step-by-step procedure, how the rules work, how the rules of evidence work, and why they work the way they do to protect everyone listening to us today, how the rules of procedure are designed to give everybody a day in court, and that they're actually very easy to understand and very easy to use. It's something new.
Right.
It's not something they've never heard of before. They see it on television, and they think that that's the way it is. But in reality, it's way simple. It really is simple and easy to do, and yet sometimes it seems like people think, well, because we've been told, you know, that a man has a fool for if he's his own lawyer, has a fool for a client, that's not true anymore. It may have been true 100 years ago, but now that we have the internet and we have resources that everybody listening to us right now has access to, there just is, it's just so simple to do and easy to learn, and it's just amazing, and people are just making all kinds of progress and fixing their lives and getting things straightened out, getting their children back, saving their home, saving their business. It's just wonderful to see people that can't afford a lawyer. 4 out of 5 people, Dr. Bill, cannot afford a lawyer. 80% of the American public is being kept in the dark by my profession.
Right. And not only that, even if you take this course, if you hire a lawyer, you'll have a choke chain on them so you know what they should be doing and you cut your costs. You'll also shorten the time, for example. The problem I see, and this is raised by Shay Danan in Israel, they're very concerned about 5G. Now, I'd like you to talk about the issues that you talk about, because you help people on a regular basis. But as you say, you're getting older, I'm getting older. We want to pass this on to others. We want this to be something that's here 60 and 100 years and 200 and 1,000 years from now. We want to have people understand, if you don't understand your responsibility as a pro se litigant, you don't have a civil republic based on God.
No, but we formed American Justice Foundation. It's a nonprofit trust, and the goal is to promote the peace and prosperity of the people through greater understanding of the rule of law and the principles and practices of due process. That's our mission statement. But we want to start in the very early grades and teach children the meaning of contract. What does it mean to make a promise? What is the obligation that's created once you make a promise? And when is a promise enforceable, and when should it not be enforced? When is it just gratuitous? You know, remember the fellow Wimpy, and he said, you know, I'll buy you a hamburger on Monday. Is he obligated to do that if there's no acceptance of that offer and so forth? These are things we could be teaching second graders and third graders and fourth graders so they can understand the fundamental principles on which law is based, on which law is built, and on which any kind of civil government that we should be working for and fighting for and dying for should be predicated on and designed to support and sustain, Dr. Bill.
This also gives restraint to the king, if you want to call it, or the politicians who think they're the controllers, or the big tech government agencies that are like a octopus with their beast tentacles into everything now. And the only thing that's going to restrain it is proselytic action by citizens, isn't it?
Well, I don't know anything else. Every serious change that's taken place in favor of the people, not in favor of Monsanto or General Motors, but things that have happened that are in favor of the people, in by and large, have resulted from somebody going to court with a clever attorney or doing it themselves and changing the law in the courts.
Right.
And when you can't afford an attorney, that's 80% of the American public, 80 out of every 100 persons listening to us right now, can't afford a lawyer. So we give them this opportunity to learn how to do these things. It's child's play, really, once you get into it. And people are using it and fixing their lives and fixing things and fighting City Hall and so forth and so on. It's wonderful.
Let's give a short list of the things. You talked about the idea of protecting your property and your home. Fighting against, let's say, a scandal, fighting against inappropriate activity, for example, of the government. For example, if you want to stop the government putting 5G network in your home or your neighborhood, or genetically modified food or forced vaccination, I have so many calls and people asking me, and I say, well, go to the NVIC and see the documents there. But we have constitutional rights of autonomy. And the state actually, in many cases, is trying to become the parent, aren't they? When, in fact, people... and again, they go through this dance. People don't realize that, for example, the Social Security check is not issued by the U.S. government. It's issued by the IMF. They don't understand that our government basically is totally taken over by a bunch of banker idiots that have lied to us and tried to turn us into another thing within their property realm, so we're actually become property of the state. And that's against the Constitution, just like, for example, in New York. It's almost impossible to get a private concealed carry, even if you're a person in grave danger, or, say, a medical profession that's working in a high-dangerous area. The fact is, we have an unarmed public in areas, and then most of the killings, for example, occur in gun-free zones. Now, I don't want more lethal weapons. I'd like to have more non-lethal weapons so you can do a knockdown. But what I see happening is we see illogic, and we see the politicians paralyzed, either on the left or right, to not do anything, and the churches are absent without leave. It's crazy, isn't it?
There's a passage in the Bible that says, lay the axe to the root of the tree. And I've always thought that what that meant was that when we have a problem, for example, we have a problem. And do we attack the branches? Do we attack the leaves?
No.
What do we do? The place to fix the problem is at the root of the problem. And the root of the problem is that this country is run by what we call an oligarchy, a rule by the few. And the oligarchy ultimately erodes and becomes a despotism, and that's what we absolutely must avoid. But we can't do that if we don't have any power other than at the voting booth. And I say to everyone listening that you have power you don't even know you have. It's amazing the power that you have to change things. Rosa Parks does not sit on the back of the bus anymore, not because they marched at Selma, but because they went to court and got court order.
Kudos.
Children were integrated, not because people marched at Selma, but because a judge signed an order and directed militia and National Guard to make sure that order was enforced. That's what fixes what's wrong with your world, people.
Right.
So get involved instead of just complaining about what's wrong. Fix what's wrong instead of just being sad about it or thinking writing a letter to your congressman or carrying a sign in the street, God forbid, is going to make any difference whatsoever. You have the power, but you don't know you have the power. It's like I said to you before, Dr. Deagle, it's like you have a .357 in your back pocket and you don't even know you have it. But it's there. It belongs to everybody listening to us. They have the right to go to court. All they have to do is understand that there are rules to follow. They're easy to learn, easy to use. Everybody should know these things, but my profession has hidden them from the people too long. And we've talked about Luke chapter 11, verse 52, where the Lord Christ says, "Woe to you lawyers, for you've hidden the keys of knowledge." Put that in your pipe and smoke it.
Wow. You got the scripture there, you see. Again, recently, Vladimir Putin jailed 1,400 people in his opposition against him. But people need to understand the British Authorized Registry, the Bar Association, is virtually in every First and Second World nation on Earth. This course can be used in Russia, China. It can be used in every European nation, every English and Japanese and speaking nation, every Hispanic speaking nation. This course can be used everywhere. It's not just for Americans, isn't it? This course can apply everywhere. This course applies to evidence, logic, and the rule book we taught me, you taught me this years ago, is actually, because I'm going to go redo the whole course again, this rule book is actually simpler than learning the rules of baseball, isn't it?
Major League Baseball, 125 pages. Rules of evidence in every federal case, the rules of evidence, ladies and gentlemen listening, 19 pages. Wow. 125 pages, Major League Baseball, 125 pages. Things like when catches a ball and falls into the dugout, if he catches a ball before he gets into the dugout, or all these rules that we have to play baseball, and yet all the rules of evidence, no matter if it's a criminal case, a murder case, no matter what kind of case it is in the federal court, 19 pages, and the American people did not know until we told them so.
Right.
And
wow.
Not enough people hear what we have to say. They don't even know we exist.
Well, I think
and
you've
we
had
need
your...
help. We need to get this thing into the schools. We need to start with the basics, teach them how to win in court later on, but start with the basics and teach the children the fundamentals of tort and the fundamentals of contract and the fundamentals of property. It's an absolute crime when I hear people call me on the phone. They don't know the difference between a mortgage and a note. Don't know the difference between a mortgage and a promissory note.
Wow.
That's wrong.
And, of course, this is why people have their property taken.
The lawyers make money because the people have been kept in the dark. That's wrong.
It is. And the thing is, you're a righteous lawyer trying to tell people the law. One of the things that we raised in the issue when we were talking this morning is the issue of Roe versus Wade. And we've had you on, I think you've been on my show on and off over a decade. And I can tell you, one of the issues that came up is, it's a long time. One of the issues that came up is you've had interactions with the Supreme Court justices, and you raised issues about property rights of fetuses in utero. I want you to go through some of that legal argument, because people need to understand this, that Nick Loeb, who actually is one of the producers of this new movie called Roe vs. Wade, he actually has two fetuses with from a Hollywood starlet that are in cryo right now. And they have little girls that actually have names. They're cryo embryos. They're not even like a full-blown baby. And these cryo embryos actually have property rights. I'd like to explain this, because this is in the law already, and it's been around for a long time. It should be something that should wipe from the books the idea that abortion is legal anywhere. Please talk about it.
Well, it used to be a common law statute from England that we inherited everywhere except Louisiana. It's still the law in New Jersey and Georgia and several other states that I can't think of right now. But it's called the Afterborn Heir Statute. And what it really means is very simple. It simply says that if a child is, if an egg is fertilized, forgive me, ladies and gentlemen, but if the father is not married to the mother,
right,
and the father dies before the child is born, well, the mother has no right to his property. She might sue later on and prove something or whatever, but right at that time, she has no right to the property. He's dead, and yet the law in New Jersey and Georgia, and used to be the law in many other states, says that if the child survives the womb, he inherits.
Wow.
But the fact is that the fertilized egg has that legal expectancy right then and there, which I can't give that legal expectancy to a coffee cup. It has Amazing. To be a human being.
Exactly. Keep that thought. We'll continue.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation. And get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutraMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop-down message at NutraMedical.com. And then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores, or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutraMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutraMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop-down menu, and stay well with NutraMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This is amazing. Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with you, providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, to stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapies throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance, but Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids, stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bell can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Coming back now. And we're coming back with the amazing Dr. Fred Graves. Your course is How to Win in Court. Right now we have it over on Diagnostic and Therapy, but I'm going to have a sub-menu on Shop by Products over at NutriMedical.com. This is a remarkable course. After you finish the course, which is only $250, you get a certificate that shows you're pro se litigant trained. You get regular emails that update you afterward. And you want to spread it to your friends. It should be in every school. It should be in every public place. And if we, and it's not just for Americans, it's for Canadians, it's for Europeans, it's for people in the Middle East. For example, if we had the actions of what we call the sanctifying law and the light of God through the courts and pro se litigant action, we wouldn't have abortion. We wouldn't have racism. We wouldn't have people going bankrupt because of health care problems. We wouldn't have late-term abortion. We wouldn't have killing seniors because it's too expensive, or insurance carriers deciding to kill people because it's too expensive to keep them alive. So now I know of at least 8 states now that have got laws in place that allow insurance carriers to get away and offer murder of the patient with lethal injections rather than giving them treatment that might make them live 2 or 3 more years. This is happening because we don't do pro se litigant action, because we're literally asleep at the switch, or we think we can just elect people like Donald Trump and he's going to fix it all. He's not. The man can't fix it all. He can't. No matter how good he is or how attentive he is, he can't fix it all without us doing our action and being the salt or light of the world and taking God's will inside us to do pro se litigant action to make sure we don't have genetically modified food or forced vaccines or 5G network or toxic things, or that we don't do stupid things in terms of health care that drive the costs up so much it bankrupts their countries and doesn't provide health care for everyone, or we allow things that actually shorten the human lifespan. So please continue. I want you to continue to explain this, because we need that sponsor out there that has the money, that's listening right now. There's, I'm sure, one or more individuals that has the money that can contact you and say, look, I want to support you to get your course in every school in the country. And if we can do that, we can change this civilization, not just for our generation, for many generations to come. And we can become a light to the world, that every nation should have this pro se litigant course to teach people. You can't have a civil society without having civil people taking their rights through the court of law and the rules of evidence to be done properly and with decency, so there's not opposition and you know, the politicking of things. We need to have a legal action that finds a settlement at the end of the process, right?
Well, a friend of mine is reported as saying, you know, don't let the light in you be darkness. So you have the light, and in other places, don't put a bushel over your candle. Let the light shine. Well, simply telling people what's wrong with the world isn't making the world any better. You're thinking about that insurance thing you were saying a moment ago. I remember getting a call from a hospital, and I had a client that was in there, and he was dying.
Right.
And they wanted my permission, believe this or not. They said, we'd like to disconnect him.
Oh, my.
And I went ballistic. You know me well.
Yeah, you're not exactly Mr. Passive, I'm sure, legally, right?
I got them straightened out in no time at all. He was dying, and I told them, no, you need to hydrate him. You need to give him nutrition. And first thing you know, he was up and out. His name was Joe, and he had an old Chevrolet Impala that he loved. And he told me he drove it to Boston twice from Florida to spend some Thanksgivings with Christmas. You know, with family and Christmas and holidays. But they were going to kill him because he couldn't pay the bills anymore. And
Wow. The
American people are letting these things happen. We've got to stop complaining about what's happening and get involved and stop this stuff. And it can be done, but it can only be done by the people. It's not going to be done by the lawyers. It's not going to be done by the preachers. It's not going to be done by the politicians. We have to do it. We have the power to do it. It's called the court.
Right. Exactly. And this is something, as you said, you know, dealing with, you know, the black lady's not in the back of the bus because she went to the courts. I mean, it wasn't because she protested. This is amazing. Right. And what I tell people is they say, well, why is the solution so simple? I say, because it's godly. You've got some other books out, by the way, that if you go to your website, it goes through the website, will teach some other godly principles I want people to read as well.
Something comes to mind, though, and I urge everybody out there to go through the tedious process of reading the Roe versus Wade opinion. You can get it on Google. And in that opinion, you will find there's a place where it said, this case could have gone another way, but the issue was not raised. Put that in your pipe and smoke it. This is Roe versus Wade. I'm not quoting it exactly, but the effect of it was, this case could have gone another way, but the issue was not raised.
Wow. See, I was
now
trained in
19... with severed arms and legs. You know, I have a friend who's a nurse who was asked to be in that ward one time, and her job was to count the parts that they came out and make sure they had all the parts, all the little hands and feet. And we've allowed that, ladies and gentlemen. It's not somebody else doing it to us.
Right. Do you know what they call those?
It doesn't do any good to complain about the people who are doing it. The question is, what are you going to do about it? Are you going to go to court? Are you going to learn the law of this land and learn how to fight for what's right, what your friends went overseas and died for? Are you willing to fight for that, or are you just going to sit back and watch TV and smoke your cigarette and drink your beer?
Those baby body parts, you know what they call the abortionist abortuaries? They call them jigsaw babies. If you don't have all the jigsaw parts, the mother's going to die of a puerperal sepsis or an infection or bleed to death. If you leave a hand or a leg or a piece of skull in there, she's going to bleed to death or die of an infection. And people have to say, well, is it murder? I said, are you kidding me? In fact, I talked to people about this Roe vs. Wade movie that's coming out in a few months. And the fact is, I want to try to get Roe vs. Wade, Nick Loeb, who actually has these two fetuses that are actually in cryo, and John Voight on the program at the same time with you, because I'm sure if ultrasound was brought to the court when they had all this court hearing, it would never have passed. The fact that it never would have passed.
Right.
In fact, they have a law in Oklahoma where even if a woman signed, I'm going to do an abortion, but she has to see an ultrasound of her baby before she does the abortion. And I think it's 78% of the time plus that the woman who's already signed to do the abortion cancels it after she sees the abortion of her baby bouncing around playing with its little toes and sucking its thumb in utero.
Yep.
Damn
it. Yes, sir.
My gosh, are we gone?
Dr. Bill, the people can turn the country around if they'll stop waiting for someone else to do it. And whether they get my course or go to the law library, learn, I don't care where they learn how to do it, for heaven's sakes, learn how to use your legal power instead of waiting on somebody else to do it. People that only want to be reelected, and they will tell you whatever they think you want to hear, do whatever they think you want them to do, as long as you reelect them. This is not a good way to run a government. The people have to be part of that system, and we're not. We've backed off from being that part because we don't know how to use our power, which is and only is in the courts, not in the voting booth. It's in the courts. That's where things change, and the people can do it. It's easy. It's so easy to know how to do.
Right. For example, in the Democratic Party, I've changed their name the same as Dr. Pirro, the judge on Fox News, and I call them the demon rats. But you have to understand the lawyers and the judges are actually part of the problem because just like my medical profession, I remember in medical school I had a PhD in oceanography and genetics before I went into medicine in 1973 at 21 years of age. And they told me, Dr. Deagle, you're asking too many questions and embarrassing the professors of questions they can't answer. I asked 98% of the questions of my 105 class. You should go into pathology. You're so smart, Deagle. You should go to pathology. I said, well, all the patients are dead. I went into medicine to find the cause of diabetes, which, by the way, this year, I'm publishing. I found the cause of diabetes after all these years. I went to medical school in 1973, and I have the answer now. This year, I'm publishing the cause of diabetes, the cause of cancer, and the cause of heart disease. I'm publishing all of them. And people say, well, did you taught this in medical school? No, I asked better questions, and I prayed to God to give me inspiration. And guess what? The medical profession are lost in space just like the legal profession. They're figuring out how to make an income and how to buy a bigger boat.
Yep.
And the disturbing part is that they're just like the politicians, they'll lie to you just so you reelect them, just whether it's Elizabeth Warren, who's, you know, Pocahontas, or even Donald Trump, who wants to get in a second term. At the same time, he's pushing 5G network, toxic GMO food, and toxic scalar radiation with the 5G network and recycle toxic water with hydrogen sulfide that can dissolve your toilet porcelain and steel. And people say, what do you mean? I said, look, he's surrounded by globalists. He's surrounded by warmongers. We don't have missile defense. Donald Trump is, you know, even if he's well-intentioned, he's not submitted totally to the will of the Most High God and people like us. For example, I have a thing called the Samuel Council in my vision. And in my Samuel Council, I would have a half hour a week where I have time to talk on phone with a conference call with people like yourself, people like John W. Spring as a whistleblower of the Laurentian Island nukes, okay? People like yourself to get proselytic in action in the courts and the schools. Somebody like Trump should pass an executive order that says, we want a proselytic course in every school in America. You want to make America great again? MAGA? That's the first and the most important single thing you can do to make MAGA, to make America great again. Not just making the bottom line for the corporations better. That's the most important single thing.
Give the people their power. Remember, it was power to the people, but it was all about yelling and shouting and making problems.
Right.
But the real power belongs to the people. They don't know they have it.
Right.
Give the people the power. Give the public legal education is a moral imperative. Public legal education is a moral imperative, and yet we have been denied that from day one.
Right.
We had a civics class that taught us that, you know, bicameral legislature and all that silliness and how a bill gets made. But nothing was told to us about what is a contract, what are the obligations of tort, what is a mortgage, what is a promissory note, what are the obligations, how are these things are done, what is a subpoena, what is an interrogatory, what are these things. We were never told. And we were never told for a reason, and that was so that lawyers could get rich and plunder our ignorance of the law. And then they turn around and say ignorance of the law is no excuse. Well, that's baloney.
Right.
As long as ignorance of the law is imposed on the people, don't tell me there's no excuse. The people can stand up and say, look, we want to be taught. We want our tax dollars to teach us what you've hidden from us and been hiding for over 2,000 years, if you read Luke 11:52. It's nothing new.
Right.
The lawyers have hidden the truth all these thousands of years. It's time the American people stood up and said, we've had enough. We want to understand this. We're paying our tax dollars. We don't need to learn trigonometry and biology nearly as much as we need to understand how do I run my life? How do I run my business? How do I deal with other people in the legal world?
Right.
Because we have to deal with it every day anyway. And we can learn that, we can demand that, and we can demand it through the court system. And, of course, as you say kindly, if someone out there understands what we're saying and has an inkling of what we're trying to do, maybe they will contact us and show us how that we can find the funding we need to hire a team of people to develop these curriculum materials and get them into the schools without a moment's further delay.
We're at the point in history where America needs to show this way to other countries. If you look at the deterioration of Europe and Canada, I mean, I lived the first part of my life in Canada. I was born in Detroit, but raised in Canada until I left many, many years ago to practice in multiple states in the United States. And Canada has gone down the toilet because it has no public education in terms of proselytic action. It just elects politicians, and depending on which way the wind blows, it go down the toilet. And you made a very important point. Don't focus on the negative. That's just the darkness. If you bring a light into it, the darkness disappears, just like if cockroaches see a flashlight, they run. You think of cockroaches as a sign of evil, okay? Flash this light in, and the cockroaches run, okay? So the fact is the same with the legal cockroaches. You know, when people say, we need to have, you know what, I found an interesting statistic. I had a guy on a few months ago about pro-life. And he said, you know how much money has been spent by pro-life organizations to try to fight Roe versus Wade for the past 40 years? I said, how much? He said, we've estimated it's like $500 million by donations. I said, you're kidding. By Christians, you know, $5, $10, $20, whatever. And, you know, I did pro-life talks. Again, doing talks does nothing unless you do proselyting in action. Whether you want to stop 5G
That's
network,
right.
genetically modified foods, you don't want to have a tower the next door to your home. And people say, all this stuff isn't toxic. I said, you know what? It's killing us. And we are doing nothing. We want to complain to our politicians and think they'll tweak. And and grease our ear with their words to get them reelected, but they're going to do nothing, or they'll put a little flowery on the edge of it, but they're not going to fix it, right?
Great, so.
Get that course. Get some donations. Support what Dr. Fred wants to do.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space.
All right. Because you can't have a Christian nation without the Christian operation of laws and rules and evidence, right?
Well, you can't have it if people don't do anything.
Yeah, and we're coming back with Dr. Fred Graves. You mentioned a very important principle when we were on break there, that you can't have a Christian or even an operational republic. De Tocqueville made this comment a few hundred years ago. Unless you have the operation of rules and evidence and the operation of the courts, where the ultimate power of the people is through the courts. It's not the voter box or even the cartridge box, where things deteriorate to the point where you get a violent revolution like the Civil War in the United States. Or if they had, let's say, red flag laws and start seizing guns from many more Americans that aren't just crazy like these youth that have a rape or a hit list. What you're seeing is here is there, if we don't have a return to civil government under God with rules of evidence, logic, and a civil training process to properly operate pro se litigant, you're not going to have a civil society. And we have a number of elements that are actually eating away at us, whether it's digital supernet and the use of cell phones, the invasion of the intel agencies into our privacy, the control of geopolitics and the matrix coming on us. I really honestly think we're at the end of the road, aren't we? I really think unless we have a return to God, a return to civil government and pro se litigant responsibility, not only America, which should be an example to the world, but the whole world itself is going to consume itself in its own anger, isn't it?
I think what we have to do is have a return to self-responsibility.
Right.
Self-responsibility for the American people to take responsibility to fix what's wrong instead of waiting for somebody else to do it.
Right.
And they can do it. And it's easy to do. It's something that an eighth grader can learn how to do and do well.
Right.
But if the American people will not do that, then the American people need to stop blaming somebody else for what's wrong.
Right.
Because the problem, as Pogo said, we have found the enemy, and it is us.
I remember that quote many years ago in the Pogo little comic there. That was really clever, wasn't it?
It was. And then I said earlier, a wise man once wrote years ago that the blind force of the people, in other words, the uneducated people acting as a force, is waste and ruin like gunpowder burned in the open air.
Right.
Or steam unconfined by science. It must be economized. It must be guided. And it needs to be guided by principles that have for their foundation light and love, like the two pillars in Solomon's temple, Boaz
right.
and Joachim.
Right.
The light and love have to be the solid principles that never, never, never get moved. And the people need to see that and understand that and work on that and move forward from that to save the world for the children. Because after all, that's what it's for, sir.
Right.
It's for the children. If it's not for the children, then we're completely off base.
Right. And the fact is, we're not actually preserving. That's why they did a recent survey of young people, say the millennials and post-millennials. 90+% of them have no hope. That's because the church is dead. The civil process is dead.
There you have the drugs and everything else.
Right. And then these are all escapes to try to create a kind of...
No
a,
hope.
Exactly. And the problem, I think, is...
And then you
maybe
have what Edison said. Well, I love his saying. He said, opportunity passes so many people because they see it dressed in overalls and it looks like work.
Oh, my.
But the people can do this. It's not hard work. It's something different. They can learn how to do it. It's something that has never been done in the history of society. And yet the people themselves can rise up and begin to work as a team, as a unit, e pluribus unum, out of many, one,
right.
and take charge of our government through the court system and fix what's wrong.
Right. One of the comments on
do what's right for
exactly.
the sake of the people that have died for us in the past and for the sake of the children yet to be born in the future.
Shai Dinan in Israel made that comment after hearing my statement about your course. Because I did this when I was speaking to him on Sunday for 2 hours in Israel. I said, the solution to all of these problems, you're so concerned about 5G network and missile defense and all these other things, is pro se litigant action. You Israelis need to get this course. I said, this is the solution. You mean to sue everybody? I said, yes. File legal actions to restrain politicians and corporations and governments from doing things that are unethical, illegal, and obscene. And that's the solution.
Nobody else will do it.
Nobody else is going to do it. And basically, and of course, we've seen this already happen. For example, and we have people that disagree. For example, I had one guy by the name of Popeye that disagreed with a statement made by medical doctors in public documents that were brought into court but against the FDA and the EFSA, the European Food Safety Alliance. And we had Scott Tips on from Geneva, Switzerland, from the Codex Alimentarius. It's legal actions in these various courts and in many venues that actually changes the history and the control of things, because the fact is we have rules from the 1990s that protect our supplement program and our nutritionals here. In countries like Europe, where they don't have legal action to protect them, they don't even have the access to supplements that can help save their health and prevent them from getting cancer or heart disease. So we have lots of customers that order all the way from Europe because it's destroyed because they don't have any civil operation. These people in Europe need to sue their government, their politicians, and there should be no one that cannot be sued. Your religious leader, yes, it'd all be brought into a court and brought before rules of evidence to say, why are you doing this, and is it decent, is it legal, is it supported by evidence and logic and science? So we need sponsors to get your program into every school, don't we?
Yes, we do. It's more than I can do by myself. So a team of 20 or 30 people that are talented people can do this. Absolutely. You know, I've said before, if I'm still on there, that McGraw-Hill, there's a company, McGraw-Hill, for years and years and years, their meat and potatoes was curriculum materials. They published history books, biology books, math, algebra books, everything. Their whole thing was, and still is for them in large part, McGraw-Hill, big company. We need a company that can produce curriculum materials that teach children the fundamentals of contract, the obligations of tort, how property rights are held, and then later on, how to handle the court system, how to get evidence into the record, how to file a pleading, how to make a motion. All of these things are really, really easy to do.
So in other words, let's say we segment it to great.
Nobody's ever dared to do this before.
When you say that, I got an image of three different groups here. First is group primary to grade three, where we have a picture book to start introducing kids to these basic principles. Then three to six.
Yes.
And then in grade six to nine, they need to get deep into the full pro se litigant course that you talked about. And those, as you go through those steps, and these should be nice picture books for the little kids up to grade three to six, transitioning to understanding deeper principles with pictures and paragraphs and scenarios and if you want to call parables. And then finally, the actual meat and potatoes of the pro se litigant course, how to win in court. And by the time children are finished grade nine, then before they go to get a trade or to go to high school, this should be part of their being, shouldn't it?
It should. You know, I'm thinking now of the years ago on the back of our comic books, there was a Charles Atlas program to build up your muscles.
Right.
And there was a little scrawny little guy, and big guy came by and kicked some sand in his face.
Right.
And he decided that he was going to take this course, the Charles Atlas course, and build up his muscles so no one would ever kick sand in his face again. Well, that's what the American people need to do.
Right.
Stand up, learn how to use the court system, and never let anybody kick sand in your face or your children's face ever again.
I think actually when I see the Democratic debates, when I see even the floundering of Trump, I think people in America are getting sick of the left and the right leg of the beast. I think they're reaching the final point where they're realizing politics doesn't fix anything, that it needs to come back to us. It's like, you know, your garage is a mess. You're going to have to go out there someday and clean up your own garage.
Yep.
Right?
Or you can pray about it and see what happens.
Right.
Or as though my friend used to say, spit in one hand, pray in the other, and see which one gets wet.
You know, and the funny thing about this is the same thing with healthcare. I give people simple solutions of whether it's cancer, heart disease, and so on. A lot of these are very simple. Your course is so straightforward, it's like, whoa, this is too simple. You mean the lawyers are going to charge me $100,000 and they didn't do anything or very little? And I can do this myself? You're kidding.
So
property
true.
Rights so you don't end up losing your home or protect yourself from you know, someone destroying your reputation or, you know, trying to block your school from forcing your kids out because they won't take vaccines. Like the state, I call it Commifornia. I live in California, I call it Commifornia. The control freaks here are nuts. But again, they're all over the place. There's no shortage. And by the way, they're on the right too. Look at people like even Trump. He's got Mick Mulvaney doing a little dance about 5G network and genetically modified food and toxic recycled water. He wants to put in treaties, and he's actually done lots of legal things in for the big corporations, but the average working poor, no. Or the average person that can't afford the copays and deductibles for health care, he's not fixing it by saying, I'm going to put an executive order to get rid of malpractice and allow total portability of insurance and transparency in pricing. He's starting to work on that. But the fact is, it's going to be pro-litigant action on our parts that's going to actually change the system. We need to have a system, for example, that's decent, godly, and affordable, and that no one gets killed because they don't have enough insurance or they get put under. I have one case, I've talked about this scenario before, and I won't get the whole thing. But I remember seeing a notch on the top of a ventilator. It turns out this is back in 1997. The EMT was taking a ventilator from a guy that ran out of insurance. Now, I got an offer to a job at Vencor in 97, 42 years ago, that if I'd work in the Ventilation Corporation building 6 floors high, if you got 6 more months of insurance, only 15% died and 50% were ventilator dependent. The other 85% went home without a ventilator. But if you don't have enough insurance, they kill you. Now, that happens in socialist countries like Canada, where they kill both my parents. My father had a heart attack. My mother had a stroke. Rather than doing treatments that I could offer, but instead of calling me, the doctors and nurses called my brother, who's not a doctor, and they authorized him to give the lethal injection. My second older brother. So what we have is a system where it's evil. Okay, it's an absence of light. If there was light there, we'd say, okay, we got life extension technology, we can use hyperbarics, we can do this and that, we can help heal, we can help people recover from heart attacks. No, what we have is a system where they don't want people to have a normal IQ. They want to reduce it with toxic vaccines, genetically modified food, and all the other horrors of cell phones that fry your brain. They don't want people to reproduce, so they actually reduce human fertility with toxic things in your water that destroy human fertility and drop sperm count and male hormone. People say, oh, no, they're not doing it. I said, I can show you all the evidence. I can do the blood tests and the imaging studies and the toxicology. I can show you the articles published in major journals that show this. And people think, well, they have a right to an argument. No, you have an attitude. You don't have an opinion. The word neuro-legal expert, opinion, opine, means you have evidence and logic that in a court of law you can get an indictment. A lot of people have an attitude. They do not have an opinion, do they?
Well, people don't know what they have.
Right.
And they have to be educated.
Right.
Education is the key to the future. Education,
right.
And only education.
Yeah.
Education precedes action. If when action precedes education, we have problems, right, Doctor?
Uh-oh. Absolutely. Absolutely. And everything should make sense, too. Like, your course is so amazingly sensible. And you do follow-up emails, too. I mean, I'm constantly boggled by how many new things you teach me all the time about the law. And I realize that our society stands on the pillars of the law, and the law stands on the pillars of the Bible and the relationship we have with God. That's how important it is.
Love and truth. Love and truth.
Yashin Boaz. You know what the other term they translate? It's called, he shall restore in strength, which is what those two towers basically means. You know, he shall restore, which is light, and strength, meaning God is the strength that actually will keep us going. So those two towers before the temple are the same things you're mentioning there.
And
without
the
this course,
love,
you can't...
which never fails.
Right.
Right? And
absolutely.
Love never fails.
So I know there's people praying, said, yeah, I can put $1,000 down. I can put $500 down and support his foundation. Or I can put $1 million down, and you're an older person. Maybe you're dying, and you realize you want to have a heritage. You want to have a righteous nation that serves God. It's not because you contribute to a political party you're going to fix this. It's because you make a civilly active population that seeks truth and light, the rules of evidence and logic and decency in a godly country where no one is, everybody is colorblind, everybody wants to make sure everybody is taken care of, and nobody goes without health care or decent food and a roof over their head. And it's only going to happen if we have this course, How to Win in Court. Go to NutriMedical.com. We'll have the item there. Support. Get ready to donate and pray and let God put in your heart to donate millions to get this foundation going. God help us. God help you to do the right thing out there. Thank you, Dr. Fred Graves. Amazing show. We'll have you back again soon. Coming up tomorrow, Harley Schlinger from Berlin, Dr. Betty Martini, and much more truth.